感谢诗班，代表我们向神来祈求，教导我们如何去爱。
Thank you, the choir, for leading us to ask God to help us how to love.
的确，在一个家里面，最重要的就是学习如何彼此相爱。
Indeed, I think within a family, it's most important for us to learn how to love one another.
让我们继续来看大卫的家。
Let's continue on with our journey to look at David's family.
撒母耳记下第十五章。
Second Samuel chapter 15.
我来念华语的。Those that read in English, you all can look at the PowerPoint. 撒母耳记下第十五章。此后，亚沙龙为自己预备车马，又派五十人在他前头奔走。亚沙龙常常早晨起来，站在城门的旁边、道旁。凡有争讼的，就去求王判断的。亚沙龙就叫他过来，问他说：“你是哪一城的人？”回答说：“仆人是以色列某支派的人。”亚沙龙对他说：“你的事有情有理，无奈王没有委人听你申诉。”亚沙龙又说：“恨不得我做国中的士师，凡有争讼求判断的到我这里来，我必秉公判断。若有人进前来要拜亚沙龙，亚沙龙就伸手拉住他，与他亲嘴。以色列人中凡有去见王求判断的，亚沙龙都是如此待他们。这样亚沙龙暗中得了以色列人的心。满了四年，亚沙龙对王说：“求你准我往希伯伦去，还我向耶和华所许的愿，因为仆人住在亚兰的基述，曾许愿说：耶和华若使我回到耶路撒冷，我必侍奉他。”王说：“你平平安安的去吧。”亚沙龙就起身往希伯伦去了。亚沙龙打发探子走遍以色列各支派，说：“你们一听见脚声，就说亚沙龙在希伯伦做王了。”亚沙龙在耶路撒冷请了200人与他同去，都是诚诚实实去的，并不知道其中的真情。亚沙龙献祭的时候，打发人将大卫的谋士基罗人亚西多福从他的本城请了来，就是叛逆的势派甚大，因为随着亚沙龙的人民日渐增多。有人报告大卫说：“以色列人的心都归向亚沙龙了。”大卫就对耶路撒冷跟他随他的臣仆说：“我们要起来逃走，不然都不能躲避亚沙龙了。要速速的去，恐怕他忽然到来，加害于我们用刀杀尽合城的人。”王的臣仆对王说：“我主我王所定的，仆人都愿遵行。”于是王带着全家出去了，但留下十个嫔妃看守宫殿。王出去，众民都跟随他，到伯莫哈就住下来。王的臣仆都在他面前过去，基利提人、比利提人，就是从加特跟随王来的600人，也都在他面前过去。王对加特人以太说：“你是外邦逃来的人，为什么与我同去呢？你们可以回去跟新王同住，或者你回你本地去吧。你来的日子不多，我今日正好叫你和我们一起漂流，没有一定的住处呢，你不如带你的弟兄回去吧。愿耶和华用慈爱诚实待你。”以太对王说：“我指着永生的耶和华起誓，又敢在王面前起誓，无论生死，王在哪里，仆人也必在哪里。”大卫对以太说：“你前去过河吧。”于是加特人以太带着跟随他的人和所有的妇人孩子都过去了。本地的人都放声大哭，众民竟都过去，王也过了吉伦河。众民往旷野去了，撒都和抬神月柜的利未人也一同来了，将神的月柜放下。亚比亚他上来，等着众民从城里出来过去。王对撒都说：“ 你将神的约柜抬回城去，我若在耶和华眼前蒙恩，他必使我回来再见约柜和他的居所。倘若他说我不喜悦你，看哪，我在这里，愿他凭自己的意志待我。让我们来同心祷告。阿们的天父，我们感谢你，愿你的话住在我们心中，能够按时候结果子，在我们的生命里面活出爱，活出你的真理。这样子祈求祷告，奉耶稣基督的名，阿们。弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
今天是我们一年一度的家庭日联合崇拜。
This morning, today is our annual family day combined worship.
我想一望过去，我非常感谢有许多的长辈在我们当中。
I think amongst us, I'm particularly pleased that there are a lot of elderly members in our midst.
我们可以举手一下，看一下有多少是阿公、阿嬷、爷爷、奶奶的吗？可以举手一下吗？我看一下，
amongst us,
哇
，grandfathers, mothers.
我看有30-40%至少哈。
I guess we have maybe 30-40%.
Okay, 再举手多一次啊！我要问一下，有谁放下，有谁是阿祖的啊？你是祖父曾祖父、曾祖母，有谁是阿祖的？举起来嘛。
So great grandfathers and mothers.
有哇，一二三四五，哇，我看至少10位、10多位。
I think there are at least 10 of us.
哇，这么多。我们今天的这个故事的主角大卫。
The main character in our passage this morning, David.
他在圣经里面从青少年到成人，到现在这个故事这个阶段，他甚至已经是爷爷了。
I think the Bible had recorded his life from youth, adulthood to this stage now where he's a grandfather.
我们就继续的来看这个大卫的家事。
Yeah, let's continue on with David's family affairs.
也用他的家事真的来劝勉大家。
And then through his family affairs to encourage and advise us.
大卫要管理他的家。
David needed to manage his family.
作为一个王呢，不单单是他要管理他的家，他甚至还要管理12支派这样的一个家。
As a king, not only did he have to manage his immediate family, he also had to manage the extended families of the 12 tribes of Israel.
所以我今天的主题呢，就是一家之主。
So the theme this morning is a head of family, a head of household.
一个家庭，我们说要照顾一个家容易吗？
Is it easy to manage a family?
很难，对吗？
It's quite difficult indeed.
想象一下，如果你要照顾12个支派，哇，这样的一个家，那有够难吧？
Can you imagine how more complicated it is to try to manage the 12 tribes of Israel?
可是呢，故事一开始就把重点放在这里。
But the story actually began with this emphasis.
那就是他，那你形容说，把重点呢就放在这个十二个支派跟王之间的关系。
The focus is on the relationships between the 12 tribes and King David.
一开始就告诉我们，亚撒龙常早晨起来站在城门的道旁，凡有争讼的就去求王判断的，亚撒龙就叫他过来。
So it started by saying, now Absalom used to get up early and stand beside the road that led to the city gate. Whenever anyone who came by who had a complaint to bring to the king for arbitration, Absalom would call out to him.
他就问他说，诶，你是哪一城的人？
And he would ask, what city are you from?
然后回答就是，仆人是以色列某支派的人。
And the person would answer, I, your servant, am from one of the tribes of Israel.
这样的回答的意思呢，其实就是说他是其实以色列某支派的代表。
So this means that he is a representative of a certain tribe of Israel.
作为以色列某支派的代表，他有争讼要去求王。
And he has some disputes or claims to bring to the king.
为什么会把这样的一个争讼作为一个支派的代表会去王那边呢？
So why does he have to make this journey to see the king?
其实在8章15节就告诉我们，这个大卫做以色列众人的王呢，其实他就是要为众民来秉公行义。
In 2 Samuel chapter 8 verse 15 it says, David reigned all over Israel. He guaranteed justice for all his people.
也就是说一个王他就是有这样的一个职分。
And this is the responsibility of a king.
一个王要怎么样在十二支派里面秉公行义呢？
And how does he actually go about guaranteeing justice for the 12 tribes?
所以其实你可以想象，其实在每一个地区里面，他当然都有他的地方官来负责处理 在各个地区的案件。
In fact, I think we can all visualize that each of these tribes will have local judges responsible for levying judgments.
也就是说，当有问题真的是来到王这边的时候。
So when cases that are actually brought before the king,
一般上就是处理两种事情。
I think they fall into typically two categories.
第一种呢，当然就是属于上诉案件。
I think the first, the appeal cases.
可能如果你对那个地方官那边的裁决不满，或者是说你就算是连地方官都难以处理的案件呢，就会来到王那边。
I think by that I mean that if you are unhappy with the way it was handled locally, or even cases that the local judges have difficulties with, that's how they will come to the king.
第二种的情况呢，就是有支派跟支派之间的纷争。
I think second, inter-tribal conflicts.
或者是跨支派的关于国家政策的问题。
I think complaints across multiple tribes against national policies.
当然，支派之间的这个纷争呢，就不应该私下来处理。
And certainly, I think issues that arise between tribes should not be settled separately.
要不然，你缺乏一个中立的人呢，可能一闹起来就是打起来了。
I think otherwise, the absence of someone who is neutral, will actually lead to more violent outcomes.
所以，这种支派之间的纷争呢，就一定要有一个更高的层面来做判决。
So this type of intertribal conflicts will need someone of a high authority to settle.
所以，我们可以想象呢，来这个亚巴。这个亚沙龙所拦截的这些人呢，就属于这些人，他们是支派领袖，他们要来解决他们之间的纷争。
So you can see that these people who are typically intercepted by Absalom would belong to this category.
我要大家现在来想象一下。
I want all of us to kind of think about this.
大卫他作为这个十二个支派的王。
David was the king of these 12 tribes.
我们就想象一下，他其实就好像十二个支派的一家之主。
But I think in actuality, I think he was the de facto head of the family of these 12 tribes.
一家之主呢，他就是要来调解每一个家庭成员、每一个支派之间的纷争。
I think a king of house, a head of household, will have to mediate.The fights which arise among each family members across tribes.
他如果能够处理之间的冲突呢，能够使到一家人和气呢，哦，这个就是他的工作。而且你可以想象一下的话，就是一个极艰难又艰巨的工作。
I think you can see that his role indeed was to mediate conflicts to make sure that everyone live on harmoniously, and this is actually a very difficult task.
弟兄姐妹，你们有处理？孩子之间的纷争吗
？Brothers and sisters, have you attempted to mediate conflicts among kids?
我有两个孩子，每次要吵架的时候来找我的时候，我就有点困难。
We both have two kids, so every time they fight, when they come to us, we tend to have a great time trying to mediate.
小的时候呢，孩子小的时候可能就是姐姐打我啦，弟弟弄坏我的玩具啦之类这样的问题。
So when the kids were young, they'll have complaints such as, "Oh, my sister beat me up," or "My toy was ruined by my younger brother."
不过想象大的时候呢
？I can imagine when they a little older.
可能大的时候，真的东西就是哇，为什么你在遗嘱那边呢？多给他一份，少给我一份这样的问题。
I think they care more about inheritance. Why do you give more to him or to her?
最近在国家方面，我们也看到有这样的问题。
And we certainly see that at the national level as well recently.
家庭。成员之间的恩怨情仇
，so grudges and resentment among family members，
又加上过去历史的那些包袱
，I think this together with kind of legacies or past baggages，
很多时候只要家里的人一纷争起来的时候，有时就是一发不可收拾。
I think certainly with all this in play。Very often it will lead to conflicts that get out of hand.
所以有时候我们就说清官难判家务事就是这样子。
I think there's a saying that goes, even an upright official will find it hard to resolve family quarrels.
可是大卫，他作为以色列的王。
But David as the king of Israel.
他就是又要做清官，又要做这个一家之主。
Not only does he have the role of being an upright official, but he also is the head of the family.
他就是要去管理这个家。
He has to manage this household.
平息家里的所有纠纷。
And he has to pacify all quarrels and disputes.
我年轻的时候很喜欢看港剧。
When Pastor was younger, he used to enjoy watching Hong Kong dramas.
现在都是 K-drama 了。
Yeah, now we are more into Korean dramas.
一种常见的情景呢，就是那个背景就是有一个家族。
I think a plot that we often encounter would involve a family.
不管是古装也有，时装都有。
So whether it's a costume, a periodic drama, or more of a modern day drama.
然后那个一家之主呢，一般上就是那个家里的那个长辈。
So the head of this household would tend to be an elderly member of a family.
这样，只要那个家族成员能够彼此和气，那个家族生意呢就会兴旺起来。
So as long as the family that work together, live well together, the business will prosper.
可是你看这个港剧的时候，那个剧情一定会有转折。
But when we see these dramas, we tend to see a lot of twists.
为什么呢？因为一家人生活在一起，一起工作，难免就是会有利益冲突啦，或者是性格上的那些摩擦。
Because a family which live and work together, we often would find that they will experience conflict of interest.And personality frictions.
大家看港剧的时候啊，比方说《溏心风暴》，都知道这种剧情，对吗
？So I'm sure all of us have seen dramas way back, such as The Heart of Greed.
一家之主呢，要摆平这些纠纷。
So a head of household has to manage and dissolve all these conflicts.
有时候靠的就是可能本身的他的这个身份还有威望。
Oftentimes he relies on his or her stature or his respect that he commands.
有时候要讲感情。
Sometimes he relies on relationships.
有时候呢又要靠讲道理。
But sometimes more on reason and logic.
老实说，不管是戏剧也好，或者是现实人生都好。
I think to be honest, whether it's a drama or in real life.
有多少能够做到吵架以后又能够皆大欢喜的呢？
How often do we have such peaceful resolution where it was resolved to everyone's satisfaction?
老实说，你作为一家之主，你能够讲到没有人拿离家出走，就已经是很厉害了。
I think it'd be quite a feat for the head of household if no one just runs away from home after all this.
所以，当我看这个大卫作为这个一家之主的时候
，So when I see how David manages the family,
当他要管理。这样这个十二个支派这个家的时候
When he has to manage the affairs of these 12 tribes of Israel
我就立刻联想到港剧里面的这些一家之主
I often associate him with the image of the head of household in these dramas
而这样的工作呢的确是艰难
This type of work is indeed rough and is quite stressful
特别是读到今天的这个剧情
Particularly when we come to this plot that we're reading on this morning
溏心风暴里面有这样的一句话
In the heart of greed there is this phrase
广东话就你来了。
It reads something like this: 每当天子位，先至杀人刀。And in effect, it means that before you assume power, you tend to try to ruffle feathers, provoke and stir up troubles.
厉害啊！哦，所以呢，你可以想象，我在这里想到这个大卫这样的一个一家之主。
So now I think about David as being the head of household.
我不是在为他找借口。
And I'm not looking for excuses for him.
不过我真的很希望大家能够去感同身受一下。
But I really would like all of us to empathize.
通过一家之主这样的一个角色。
And think about the role of a head of household.
去体会一下大卫做王的一种心酸。
And to just experience David's grief as king.
港剧里面的那些一家之主。
So these head of households in the dramas,
有时候为了要主持大局
，and oftentimes or sometimes for the sake of taking reign of the situation,
有时候要大义灭亲
，sometimes it would place righteousness above family,
有时候呢又要恩威并重
，and sometimes they have to strike a good balance between justice and mercy.
其实得罪人是在所难免的事。
I think in this process, offending people tends to be quite inevitable.
因为这个就是作为一家之主要付出的代价。
But because this is indeed the price that the head of household has to pay.
所以弟兄姐妹，让我们为大卫他来想一想。
So brothers and sisters, let's put ourselves into David's shoes.
因为作为一家之主，你要处理家庭里面的纠纷，很少有两全其美的局面。
Because as a head of household to resolve these conflicts.Seldom do we actually have the best of both world type outcomes.
当我们想象各种各样的家，也想象一下以色列这样十二个支派这样的一个家。
So if we visualize different types of families and the families of the 12 tribes of Israel.
有的时候吵起来的时候啊，可能两方面都一起怪罪这个一家之主，也是很平常的事。
And in times of heated arguments, it will not be uncommon for both sides to blame the king.
你就把十二个支派当成是雅各的十二个儿子。
I think we could regard the 12 tribes as Jacob's 12 sons.
雅各的儿子之间在吵架的时候，连雅各自己都搞不定。
So when the Jacob's sons fought among themselves, even Jacob himself could not mediate.
不过雅各比大卫有一个更幸运的地方。
But Jacob was fortunate, or more fortunate than David in one respect.
至少雅各没有像亚沙龙这样的一个儿子。
At least Jacob did not have a son like Absalom.
亚沙龙，我要告诉大家，是一个狠角色来的。
Absalom was indeed very cunning and ruthless.
你不要看他样子这样，好像慈眉善目哦。
So even though he was his quite good looking,
因为 我长得就本来就是有点慈善这样。
Because it was pretty much like Pastor when he was a little younger.
好，亚沙龙其实是一个很奸诈的角色。
Absalom he himself was indeed very cunning.
在面对在纷争中的家庭成员
，So when he is faced with disputing family members,
亚沙龙是怎么回答
？What would Absalom say to them?
他说：“你的事有情有理。”
He would say, "Your claims are appropriate and legitimate."
啊，无奈神王没有委人去听你的这个申诉。
But unfortunately, there's no representative of the king who will listen to you.
你的事有情有理。
Your claims are legitimate and appropriate.
弟兄姐妹，这句话就是整个故事的关键。
Brothers and sisters, this is the crux of the story this morning.
也是这个家最大的困难和问题。
And certainly, it's the biggest problem for this family.
因为在一个家庭里面，最可恨的就是这种人。
Because it would be most detestable for most family to have a personality like this.
因为这个人他就是左右逢源，你知道吗
？Because this person is able to gain advantages from both sides.
他表面上看起来就是站在每一个人的那边。
Because on the surface, is on the same side of each of the family members.
不过其实他就是为自己收买人心。
But in fact, he was just buying popularity.Buying the hearts of the family members.
想象一下，当一个家庭在纷争的时候
，So when you think about family and disputes,
往往就是有这种小人趁虚而入。
We oftentimes see that there are villains like this who are able to take advantage.
在港剧里面的剧情里面，的这种事情的时候
，So in Hong Kong dramas, when the plot comes to this stage,
就是有这样的一种人。
We'll see this type of people.
啊，他可以去二哥、三嫂、四舅、五姑、六姨太、七王子、八王爷那边呢、啊，就是每一个地方都可以去串门子。
So he will be in a position to go to each of the family members, your brothers, your sisters, your aunts, your uncles, princesses, royal highnesses.
然后呢，当他们去跟他吵架的时候，跟他申诉的时候
，So when they start to air their grievances,
特别是讲这个一家之主的坏话的时候
，And particularly when they're bad-mouthing the head of the household,
他就站在他们的那边去帮腔
，And he'll be on their side cheering them on.
两边在吵架
，So when both sides are fighting,
听这边的时候。
When he listens to this side,
哦，你的事有情有理。
And he'll respond, your claims are appropriate and legitimate.
然后去听另外一边的时候
，And when he's listening to the other side of the argument,
哦，你的事情有情有理。
And he would say the same claims are legitimate and appropriate.
想象一下
，Can you just imagine?
当我们看港剧的时候
，When we watch Hong Kong dramas,
我们最讨厌这种人，对吗
？We detest these personalities the most.
想象一下那种。港剧里面的反派都是这样子，对不对
？So the villains in these dramas tend to have this sort of traits.
我们看戏的时候很讨厌这种人。
When we watch movies as well, we would detest these characters.
然后呢，我们很为那个一家之主愤愤不平。
And we feel very indignant about how the heads of households are being treated.
可是当我们吵架的时候
，But when we ourselves are in disputes,
在我们自己的生活里面的时候
，In our day-to-day lives.
我们偏偏最喜欢这种人。
We, however, would probably prefer these characters the most.
因为在吵架的时候，在处理问题的时候
，Because when in times of argument, when we're trying to resolve issues,
当你在抱怨、在不爽的时候
，When you are in a foul mood, in a mood to complain,
我们最喜欢人附和我们，不是吗
？We very much prefer people to be on our side to affirm us.
啊、哦，你的事情有情有理啊！哦、是是，对了对了，这样。
They tend to just pat you on the shoulder and say your claims are legitimate and appropriate.
弟兄姐妹，我们要小心这样的人。
Brothers and sisters, we have to be beware of these people.
因为亚沙龙听谁讲话就支持谁的论点。
Because Absalom will echo and be supportive of whatever views he hears.
这招真的够狠。
This is indeed very cunning on his part.
一方面就可以离间大卫。跟各支派的关系。
On the one hand, he was able to drive a wedge between King David and the 12 tribes.
可是另一方面呢，在每一个人的眼里呢，他又是那个最通情达理的人。
But on the other hand, from each member's perspective, he will come across as being the most reasonable.
想象一下，一家之主要处理事情，他就是要公平，要公义。
And we think about it, a head of household to manage these affairs, he has to be fair.
他要平衡所有人的权益。
He has to be able to balance everyone's interests.
想象一下，这些人每个人去找大卫王的时候
，And we can imagine for everyone who has gone before David，
不管最后的裁决是什么
，Regardless of which way the judgment might have gone，
很难免的，他们心里一定会觉得大卫还是对他不够好
，And they will inevitably feel that David was not nice enough to them。
为什么会这样想呢
？Why would they think that？
因为每个人都是会用自己的观点来看事情的嘛，这个很难免的事。
And it's quite natural for everyone to look at the verdict from their own perspective.
甚至我可以说，大卫他越是大公无私，他反而就会显得越不够亲切。
I think in fact we can say that the more impartial David is, the more impersonal he will seem to others. Is that not so？
因为你站在中间，就是你没有站在我这边。
Because if you take a neutral stance, you're in the middle, means you're not taking my side.
可是我们看一下亚撒龙
But if you look at Absalom,
他的举动是刚好相反的
His actions were indeed quite the opposite
亚撒龙讲这样的话就表示他在每个人眼里好像就是他的嘎吉囊你懂吗
And by what Absalom had said he would strike everyone as being on their side
这样讲哇是啊是啊是啊是啊哇这样讲久了呢每一个人心里都希望说在王宫里面有他自己的嘎吉囊你明白吗
So you can imagine, the more you hear about this affirmative type talk, you will wish that someone in the palace would be on your side.
特别是王，你说哇，如果王是我的嘎吉囊，那个最好了。
And particularly if the king were on your side, that would be awesome.
每个人都希望王在任何的纠纷里面，他是站在他那边的。
I think everyone would wish that the king would be on their side in times of dispute resolution.
所以我说亚撒龙他是狠角色。
That's why I say Absalom is indeed a very cunning character.
因为亚撒龙的谎言和他的举止就能够迎合每一个人的这种心理。
Because Absalom's lies and mannerism, he is able to pander to everyone's mindset.
然后呢，就可以骗他，就是因为这样子，他就骗取了以色列人所有人的心。
And because of this, he was able to win over the hearts of the Israelites.
弟兄姐妹。大卫作为这个一家之主，他真的是很艰难。
Brothers and sisters, it's indeed very difficult for David to be the head of household.
因为他要管理这个家，他就必须大公无私。
Because he needed to be impartial when it comes to managing these affairs.
他确实是从这个犹大支派出来的。
He came from the tribe of Judah.
可是他不可以偏袒任何人，他必须是中立、大公无私的。
But he has to be impartial and not side with any tribe.
可是人的心里不是这样想的，你明白吗
？But this is not the way man thinks.
因为每一个人的私欲呢，就是希望说王是如果是我的嘎吉囊，那个是最好。
Because everyone's selfish desire is for the king to belong to him or her to be on their side.
我要跟大家讲的是，你要明白这个以色列十二个支派之间的这个斗争啊，这个事情是没完没了的事。
Because we have to understand that the disputes among these 12 tribes were too tangled up and just never resolved.
不，你不要想，就算是不是大卫也好，在大卫以前，在大卫以后，都是一直纠缠不清的事情。
Because even pre-David or post-David, you could see that these affairs were just never resolved.
就好比这个故事来到第十九章的时候，当大卫要回来的时候，犹大支派先去接他，这个事情都闹得。
I think in chapter 19, when the Judah's tribe tried to bring David back, there were issues and disputes as well.
十个支派就跟犹大支派呢，闹纷争，较劲。
And there were disputes between Judah and the 10 tribes.
到了二十章呢，甚至有人呢就叫上面的十个支派，哎，你立我做王，我们要跟犹大支派分家。
And in chapter 20, in fact, the 10 tribes were led into a rebellion against David.
最后事情虽然是摆平了
，So even though this was eventually resolved，
可是，在过一代再过一代，当所罗门王死后呢，就真的这个国家12个家就成员就分裂了。
But indeed, a couple of generations after Solomon's death, the country was officially split.
就正式分别为南国犹大、北国以色列。
They were split into Judah in the south and Israel in the north.
大卫。他作为这个一家之主
，David as the head of household，
他可能是想要保持中立。
Perhaps he wanted to maintain his neutrality.
因为如果中立的话呢，处理事情呢，就可以所谓的帮理不帮亲。
And so, because if he were to maintain his neutrality, he would be able to just use reason as the basis for all resolution.
如果什么事情就按着道理、按着规矩来处理办事。
And then he would be able to restore fairness based on just rules.
本来这样子做就已经是很不容易了。
Because actually, to do this to begin with is difficult.
可是如果你在你的局面里面有像亚沙龙这样的一个狠角色
，But to just make this more complicated, if you have a character like Absalom in the midst,
而偏然后他就是在每个人面前装着他自己就是那个嘎吉囊
，And he pretended to be on everyone's side when they're talking to him.
而每一个家庭成员又确实希望说有这样的一个嘎吉囊
，And it was indeed complemented by the fact that every member was yearning for someone to be on their side.
这样你的这个家呢，就真的问题很大了。
And then there will be a lot of problems awaiting this family indeed.
我们今天听了这样的一段故事，我们可以学习些什么呢
？So what can we learn from this passage this morning?
在这个故事里面，十二个支派都背叛了大卫。
In this today's story, all 12 tribes have betrayed David.
甚至连他的这个亲生儿子都背叛他。
And indeed, he was betrayed by his own son.
可是在今天的故事里面呢却是有一个外邦人他充分的体现什么叫做家庭的精神
I think but indeed there was a Gentile in today's passage who fully embodied the notion of family spirit
什么叫做做一个家人
So what does it mean to be a family member
就由这个加特人以太彰显出这样的一个精神
And this is manifested in the person Ittai the Gittite
以太对王说我指着永生的耶和华起誓又在王面前起誓说无论生死王在哪里仆人也必在哪里
Ittai replied to the king as surely as the Lord lives and as my Lord the king lives wherever the Lord my Lord the king is wherever dead whether dead or alive there I'll be as well
在整个故事里面偏偏就是这样的一个外邦人讲出了这样的话充分彰显了家人的精神。
I think in the entire reading this morning, it was in this Gentile's part of the passage where it shows what it means or the spirit of being a family member.
其实这个很普通的，在圣经里面常常用外邦人来对比以色列人本身。
I think oftentimes you see that there are messages like this coming from the Gentiles towards the Israelites.
而特别就在这样的一段经文里面呢，把 Hesed 这个字再一次的拿出来。
I think we're able to see the concept of Hesed from the passage this morning through Ittai.
然后这个也大卫就对这个以太说，愿耶和华用慈爱，也就是 Hesed 和诚实来待你。
And David said to Ittai, "May the Lord's genuine, loyal love protect you."
一个家人的精神是什么呢
？So what exactly is family spirit?
一个家人的精神就是生死与共。
Family spirit is all about going through thick and thin together.
偏偏就是这样的一个外邦人，在这么关键的一刻呢，成为了大卫最亲密，好像是大卫最亲密的家人一样。
But indeed, it was this Gentile at this very critical moment in David's life that he became his closest family member.
在今天这个家庭日呢，我希望大家就学习这样的一个功课。
I think on this family day this morning, I also hope that all of us will learn this valuable lesson.
我们作为一个家庭里面的一个成员
As members of a family
我们不要整天抱怨说家人有没有支持我啦家人有没有吵架的时候有谁站在我这边啦之类的
As members of a family you should not endlessly just grumble about who is behind me who is backing me up in times of arguments
大卫没有因为他自己前途渺茫啦现在是用人之际啦他很需要战士啦之类的他就勉强留住这个以太没有
David did not compel Ittai to stay just because he needed manpower or his prospects were bleak.
以太呢也没有因为自己的利益呢，在这个关键时刻去背弃这个大卫也没有。
And conversely, I think Ittai did not seek refuge from Absalom because he wanted to protect himself.
在这里，我们反而看到他们真的就是在那边彼此立约，然后愿意生死与共。
But what we see at this juncture is that they made a covenant to each other to be willing to die and or live together.
反而是这个外邦人真的活出了这个 Hesed 的精神。
And this Gentile indeed had lived out the true meaning of Hesed.
我们常说家家有本难念的经，对吗？
We have this Chinese saying. We often say that every family has its own problems.
真的是这样子。
And indeed, this is the case.
我不管是探访，不管是人家找我谈话，讲自己的家里的故事，确实体会这个家家有本难念的经。
So oftentimes I'll appreciate this notion in discussions with members.
有时候可能让人家最伤感的部分呢，就是外人甚至比家人还要更加的愿意陪我们共患难。
I think perhaps the saddest part of all this is that we find that outsiders are often more willing than our family members, our loved ones, to go through this thick and thin with us.
不过在今天我想跟大家分享的是什么呢？
But what I'm willing, want to share with you this morning?
是的，有的时候我们没有办法去选择谁是我们的家人，这个是没有办法选择的事情。
We are not able to choose our family, who our loved ones are.
因为一个家族里面就是什么样的人都有。
Because personalities of all types will just happen to be in each of the families.
我们也没有办法去选择我们家要走过的遭遇。
And similarly, we are not able to choose the journey, the experiences of our families.
可是有一点是我们可以选择的。
But we have a choice on one thing.
我们仍旧可以选择我们自己。要活出这个家人的精神，这个是我在我们的选择的范围内。
But the one choice that we have is to choose to live out this family spirit in our lives.
我们可以选择活出家人的精神。
We can choose to live out the spirit of family.
怎么打个比方，怎么活出这个家人的精神呢？
So how do we go about living this spirit?
我们可以付出时间来陪那些受伤的人。
We can spend time accompanying the hurt.
我翻了今天的这个周报。
We can look at the pamphlet this morning.
在中间的这里面呢，就提到这个主题，题目是“生命不是概念”。
There's a Chinese article. It says at the top, "Life is not a concept."
什么叫做付出时间呢
？What does it mean to spend time? To invest time?
付出时间就是专注于人。
And to spend time means to attend to people.
有很多人在我们的生命里面，甚至是家人就擦身而过。
I think there are a lot of people who intersect in our lives, including family members.
你愿意专注于人吗？
Are you willing to attend to them?
让他们的生命跟你的生命是有关系的吗？
That their life and yours become entangled.
你愿意去在乎他们的志向、他们的失败、他们的任何生命中的点点滴滴吗
？Are you willing to actually care about kind of what their aims are, their sadness and their experiences?
我在网络上看到这样的一句话。
I saw this on the net.
他说：“陪时间，花时间陪人。
To spend time with others.
他说。”没有人有时间陪人的。
Actually, none of us has time to spend time with others.
因为每一个人的时间自己都不够用。
Because every one of us, we don't have enough time.
可是什么叫做真正的朋友也好，真正的家人都好
？But what does it mean to be a true friend or true family member?
那个就是愿意拿时间出来陪人的，那个就是家人。
The person who is willing to take out the valuable time to spend with you, that's a family member or true friend.
所以以太就说，我无论生死，你在哪里，我也必在那里。
And that's why Itai says here, wherever my Lord, the King is, whether dead or alive, there I'll be as well.
最后我要讲一下教会这个家。
Finally, I want to speak a little bit about our church family.
很多事情我们作为教会这个家不仅去要面对而且要用智慧去分辨去解决可以说是难上加难。
There are certainly a lot of things that we as a church family we have to deal with, have to face, but to discern them with wisdom that makes it even more complicated.
有人说人事的事问题是最难面对的。
I think some would say that issues pertaining to people affairs are the hardest to deal with.
教会也其实也不例外。
I think there's no exception when it comes to the church.
其实教会这个家是大家的，人人有责。
This church family belongs to everybody. Everyone has responsibilities.
我们都是教会这个肢体的一部分。
We are all parts of this church body.
所以我们就是要彼此服侍。
That we have to serve one another.
眼睛要帮耳朵，耳朵要帮嘴巴，嘴巴要帮手脚，一起这样子的来。一起彼此服侍。
So the ears have to help the eyes have to lead the hands, and everyone will serve together.
在这个彼此服侍当中，我觉得最重要、最重要的是心态。
I think in terms of this service, I think the most important is mentality or our attitude.
这个心态是什么呢？这个心态就是我们不管是谁，在任何的一个岗位里面，我们仍旧是神的仆人。
I think this attitude is regardless of what roles we serve in, we have to remember that we are God's servants at the end of the day.
我觉得大卫纵然是有千万个不是都好。
Even though we can see that there are a lot of things we could find negative in David.
你可以说他做王、做家长、做什么，可能他什么东西都没有做得最好。
Perhaps we could find faults in the way he ran his family or what he did as a king.
可是我觉得至少在这个心态上，这个做仆人的心态上，至少他是抓对了。
But I think we can all say that this attitude, this understanding of being God's servant, I think has nailed it.
他对撒都怎么说？他说：“你将这个神的约柜抬回去吧，我不用这个约柜啊，逼好像是逼神跟我在一起这样，不需要的。把这个约柜抬回去耶路撒冷。
”I think David said to Zadok, "He says, take this ark of God back to Jerusalem. I don't need this, and just feel like I'm compelling God to stay with me."
他说：“我若在神的面前蒙恩，他就必使我回来，再见约柜和他的居所。”
He says, "If I find favor in the Lord's sight, he will bring me back and enable me to see both it and his dwelling place again."
倘若他说我不喜悦你看哪，我在这里，愿他凭自己的旨意旨来待我。
However, if he should say, "I do not take pleasure in me, in you," then he will deal with me in a way that he considers appropriate.
所以我们看到的是大卫很清楚。他在这个家里，就算他是一家之主都好，他很清楚，他其实就是任凭神差遣的一个仆人而已。
But I think we can see very clearly that even though David's role in this was that he is a head of the family, he knows very well himself that he was just indeed a servant at God's disposal.
是的，弟兄姐妹，真的，你要管理一个家是很不容易的事情。
So only brothers and sisters, it's not an easy task to manage a family.
可是我们心态是。我们就是神的仆人。
But our attitude should be we are God's servants.
那我们就在这个家里，教会这个家里，按着神的心意来做各样的善事。
And then we'll do good works, serve God according to our role as God's servants.
而最重要的呢，就是把那个肯定我们的，其实就是神，由神来肯定我们吧。
And then and we'll let indeed the most important thing, let God just affirm us in this respect.
愿在这个家里，神能够建立他仆人所做的工。
And then we pray that in this family, God will affirm the works of His servants.
我要讲一下我们作为这个喜年堂这个家的仆人，你首先要做的事情。
Let's talk about the first thing that you have to do as a servant in the Jubilee Church.
那就是今天不管你有没有带食物来，你一定要留下来吃。
So today, whether you had brought anything for the potluck, the key thing for you today is you have to stay put and just partake in the food.
我鼓励大家带五饼二鱼来。
I encourage all of us to bring fish and bread.
哪里知道你们带来的好像是要喂饱五千人这样子。
Yeah, actually, we had enough food to feed 5,000.
不过这个就是作为一个家的意思，怎么样留下来吃啊
？And what it means to be a family, just we should all stay back and part and just enjoy the fellowship and the food.
作为这个家里的仆人，我还要大家真的留住每一个人留下来吃。
I think a God's servant, I want all of us to encourage one another to stay.
然后，如果你看到有谁是一个人在那边吃的
，And we see that someone is alone eating.
我希望你就陪他一起吃。
I hope that you would take the time to spend time and eat with them.
因为我们就是要这样子的，带着一个仆人的心，然后在这个家里活出这个爱的精神。
Because this is how we live out the family spirit in this family with the mentality of a servant.
而在家里彼此服侍，就是要在这种小事上陪人，花时间留下来，这样的一个精神把它活出来。
And then just serving one another, I think, starts small, spending the time, just taking notice.That's why it matters.
我希望在这里我们愿意来彼此服侍。
I hope that everyone is willing to serve one another.
彼此参与彼此的生命。
We're willing to participate in each one's lives.
使禧年堂变成一个充满爱的家。
To help build Jubilee into a house filled with God's love.
让我们来同心祷告。
Let's pray.
爱我们的天父，我们感谢你，因为你就是爱的上帝，叫我们学习如何来爱。愿你帮助我们，带领我们，能够在这个家里面，我们能够彼此相爱。这样子祈求祷告，奉耶稣的名，阿门。让我们就以这首诗歌《活出爱》，让我们来回应今天的信息。让我们起立来唱，好吗？